There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Y'all, please stop the violence. Freddie Gray would not want this. Freddie's father and mother does not want no violence. Violence does not get justice.
All right, that was Frederica Gray talking about Freddie and saying that this was not at all the way he would have wanted it. Baltimore has gone crazy, folks. It is burning at this moment. There are teams of police loaded with riot gear, National Guard on the scene, anybody who can help out. It's a emergency. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. A city on fire. How sad is this? Baltimore burning 40 miles from the White House. The governor had no choice, had to go to the National Guard. Gangs are attacking cops, setting patrol cars on fire, looting, breaking into stores. It's massive mayhem. Widespread violence following the funeral for Freddie Gray, a black man who died in police custody. SWAT teams having to respond. Loretta Lynch, now sworn in as Attorney General, inherits this investigation and has to jump on it right this second. I think this is worse than what was expected. A response to what happened to Freddie Gray, and the fact that there was no video, and the discussion about the what could have happened, that he didn't have a seatbelt on when he was chased and stopped by the cops, that ultimately led to his death. But now in the light of that, his own family saying, listen, please stop this. Please stop doing this. This is our community, our city, our people. This is where we live. This is not what we want the rest of the world to see when they look at Baltimore. And it's interesting because Baltimore used to be that city that had you on edge, and then they really cleaned it up. And now it's a nightmare with the National Guard, the extra police, the curfew put in place to try to squash the rioting, which has not, at this point, worked. Bricks are being thrown. And this is hours and hours after Freddie's funeral. So you can imagine. Martin O'Malley canceled some paid speeches. Baltimore just slammed with rioting. The Baltimore Orioles canceling the game. Al Sharpton now is in the middle of this, visiting Baltimore over what's happened here. It's a nightmare. It's a nightmare. And let's hope that Al Sharpton doesn't make it worse, as he tends to stir the pot. If anything, these people need calm. Calm, and don't destroy your own backyard. I don't get that. I don't get that you would rip up the place where you live, where your family lives, and make it dangerous and have it lead to curfews. Injured police officers having to be carried to safety. I mean, this week-long daily curfew from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. Officers with their sticks and helmets, pepper spray, to keep the rioting back and the rioters back. And Monday was pretty bad. Monday was bad throughout the day, and even worse into the night and into Tuesday. And now the debate has once again been lit, the fuse over police and black men in situations like this one. Police force when black suspects are involved, because Gray was an African American. police are not going to specify, they were asked about this, about the races of the officers who were involved in his arrest. There were six. They've been suspended with pay, which is a normal thing to do, while it's being investigated. I mean, even the governor didn't want to do this. Larry Hogan said the National Guard had to be called out. It was the last resort. We have to restore order. I didn't take this decision lightly. It's not what I wanted to do. But with all the massive fires, they had to do it. Somebody told me today when they went through Baltimore, all you could smell was burning rubber. That's it. Burning rubber. Liquor stores looted. Trash, glass, small fires all over the streets. How awful is that? And building the city back only to be destroyed. And I remember that. When I was a kid, we never went through Baltimore. There were such big problems in Baltimore. In recent years, the waterfront, been to Baltimore, great aquarium, awesome restaurants, great atmosphere. Not now. They're destroying that. They're tearing it down. It took so long to build those businesses up, and those properties are being ripped to shreds. Even Gray's family, I mean, they really, truly, I think, are shocked by this violence, and they're just laying as low as possible. They were hoping they would have some kind of a, like, peaceful march, but they're right now they're just saying, they didn't know that this riot was going to happen, and they are pushing, as you just heard, Frederica, for calm. They don't want their city to be marred by violence because they know it makes no sense. You got to find kids. You got to bring them home. You got to get kids off the street. You know, and the riots really started as high school was being let out. Not good. Clothing stores, malls being hit. I mean, how can you stop it? They try to arrest looters, but then they can't arrest all of them, and they end up firing pellet guns and rubber bullets. The Inner Harbor. I mean, that's a tourist attraction. The city's baseball and football stadiums, that's the beauty of this city. They're so close. They're 4 miles away. And they're so worried at Camden Yards. That's why they canceled the game, to take the precaution of, we can't let this get out of control and affect that game. We can't let that happen. I mean, the church, the new Shiloh Baptist Church, was filled with grieving people, as it should have been. There's 2,500 people filled to capacity. But the tension was thick outside of the funeral. And they knew, they were getting threats that something was going to happen. Got a lot of threats. And then you have the Reverend Jesse Jackson, who gave part of the eulogy. And the Reverend Jamal Bryan gave part of the eulogy, saying that his death was not in vain. And after this day, we're going to keep on marching and demand justice. But there's ways to do that, and it's peacefully. Here's what happened, if you don't know the story. Gray was arrested after making eye contact with officers, then running away. He was held down, handcuffed, loaded into a van without a seatbelt. Leg cuffs were put on him when he became irrational inside. He asked for medical help a couple of times before he was put in the van, and then a week later, he's dead. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment
moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
No attorneys to plead my case. No lawyers to send me into outer space. At my finger, I'll be true with diamonds and gold. But that ain't gonna help me now. I'm in trouble. I'm in trouble now. I'm in trouble now.
We're going to hit the mailbag. That's where we check your emails. That's right. Got some really great emails. As I do each and every show, we get so many of them. But we'll hit that in just a few minutes. Remember, you can always throw in your two cents. It's crazy what's happening in Baltimore. And it makes me very sad, I have to tell you folks, because that is really a true story. As a kid, we never could go into Baltimore. It wasn't too far away from, I mean, I grew up in outside of Philadelphia. And we would pass through and we never stopped. We never really went into Baltimore because it was just not a great place to be. And they really fixed that place up. They really did. And a lot of blood, sweat, and tears went into trying to turn it around in Baltimore. And now it's being torn to shreds. I mean, it really is. And the morale of the people is they're getting hammered. I mean, they're getting hammered with these new businesses and stuff. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. I mean, is it just empty words when you say to people, can't we just have a peaceful protest? You could have 10,000 people walking through the streets and protesting or having a candlelight vigil versus what's gone on, and then you have no choice. It's like you're forced into this curfew and National Guard, and I can't imagine. I mean, that would just tear me up if that was my neighborhood. I'm looking out the window, and that's what I'm seeing, especially if I have family. Mm. Let's go to Grim. Hey, Grim, how are you?
Well, I'm doing okay, but like you say, they're not up there.
Mm-mm.
I said before, you know, hit them with some knockout gas, put them to sleep, bust them up. There's plenty of military, you know, naval bases there. Put them on a plane, send them over to Afghanistan, wake them up, let them earn the right.
No kidding. How do you, there's just something about destroying other people's property. And, you know, a lot of the people in that crowd that are rioting, they don't know what they're rioting about. They're just doing it, some of them. You know it.
It's thugs.
It's thugs, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's how they're reporting it now. You know, I mean, reported it from the start of this is just thugs. And that's basically, you know, you got to teach them a lesson, if you ask me. And that's the lesson I teach them is, you know, freedom, you know, isn't easy to come by. But, you know, you got to start at the top. Because, hey, look at this, Kate. We're fixing to go into the summer, and there's going to be a bunch of high schools. And who is it that's going to have the highest unemployment but the young black male?
Yeah.
Well,
that's not good. Why don't we work on that?
Well, first off, you got to get rid of the cost, the bigger thugs.
Right. I mean, I agree. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I would take 0.1% of the $145 million that Hillary has received that is a bigger threat to this country than anything else, giving away plutonium the way she did.
That's a whole other issue, isn't it?
Well, I watched the movie Some of All Fears. It's beginning to come to light.
Oh, I love that movie. I was so sad when Morgan Freeman once again is killed.
And it just seems like, you know, we're playing out this. This
Tom
Hollywood
Clancy movie, yeah. Yeah.
I could name several of movies, you know. I mean, it's this new world order group that, you know, you can't get one despot to agree with another.
Yeah.
If they think that they're going to achieve a goal from it, they're not, because what our founding fathers put together based off Christianity is been the best policy.
Boy, I would agree. I would agree. It's funny you say that about founding fathers. I was looking at a quote today from Tom Jefferson, who said, "In matters of style, swim with the current. In matters of principle, stand like a rock." What rocks do we have?
Well, hey, did you hear about Thad Cochran? And our conservative radio talk show supported him.
Wow.
You know, his aide?
Yeah.
But, you know, apples don't fall too far away from the tree either.
Right. So you got to pay attention. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, he did get rid of them, but, you know, if there's a little bit of corruption, it's usually, you know, it's a mess.
It's just a mess. Grim, you said it. It's just a mess. That's exactly what it is. You're absolutely right. It's just a mess. It's so sad. I mean, this is our country. We're tired of watching this tug of war. And, you know, it's the needs of a few versus what we need for the many. And it's supposed to be we, the people. We say it all the time. Grim, thanks. We're going to head to the mailbag. And let's do it. Check those emails.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Frank, who was listening to us in Illinois. I love when people say, Frank in Illinois. So Frank in Illinois says, "Hi, Kate. It's so frustrating to watch what's happening in Baltimore. I feel for the family. Let the investigation happen. If there was misconduct, it'll be unearthed, believe me. Versus let's kick our own community in the rear." I don't get it. Does really anybody want their community to be on lockdown and have the National Guard and stormtroopers roaming the streets instead of running out to get that extra carton of milk at midnight to eat your Captain Crunch? You're on lockdown? Too bad. So sad for the people in Maryland. Yeah, my sentiments exactly. I just went through a whole laundry list of that. SWAT teams, it's responding because of the anti-police demonstrations, and this really spiraled out of control after Freddie Gray's funeral. And Baltimore is not looking like Baltimore anymore. Be tough for reporters. They were saying even a Fox News reporter kind of got attacked by a crowd in Baltimore. You know, you're there, you're doing a live shot, you're interviewing people, and you're not safe because who knows what will happen. And the police being just pelted with rocks. then that leads to the rubber bullets and the whole thing gets out of control from there. Gina says, Kate Delaney, I hope that you will be doing that football thing that you do this year. Are you getting ready for more of Nail the Score? Well, let's see. I got to tell you this, Gina. It's not even May yet, so I'm not really thinking about it this second, but sure, we'll do Nail the Score. And we'll make sure that we let you know when we're doing it, what time, so everybody can weigh in. Because you don't have to be an expert. You just have to pluck numbers out of thin air. That's it. This from The Rock, who says, James Holmes, I heard you talk about him and the death penalty. You are singing to the choir. I agree. People can debate the death penalty any which way they want. But when it's so heinous and you can't stomach it and you know that this guy shows no remorse, and forget the insanity plea, he deserves to die. We don't need to feed him for the rest of his life. Yeah, they're doing the insanity defense. And if you don't know James Holmes, he's the guy who went into the movie theater almost 3 years ago and shot it up and killed all those people and wounded so many others. It was shocking. They almost thought at first it was part of a gimmick for the movie, and it wasn't. So they're going hard and fast with the insanity. We'll see if they get it, because if they do, then there's no death penalty. But there's going to be a push for the death penalty. This one from Al, who says, Kate, I heard you talk about that thing in Alabama, nothing sadder. Crews were just looking frantically to try to find the bodies, anything they could come up with. And this is all from a regatta and weather turning bad and flipping boats. That's just the kind of thing that you're not expecting to happen that happens when you're least expecting it, with relatives watching from the shores. Yeah, there was, yeah, that was a sad story. They did, one person they thought was missing, they found at home, so that was good. But all of a sudden, you know, the lightning, thunder, the whole thing, the bay waters got choppy, and then you have this regatta going on. So you have, you know, and they've done it for a long time. It's Dauphin Island. And but when you get that white, choppy, capped water, and you have those sailboats, it's in Mobile Bay, Mobile Bay, that's what happens. The squalls can do that. You know, people talk about that, and you think, oh, yeah, you see it coming, or you hear when the high tide is, or what's going on with the tides, but it's not that way. Sometimes it can just catch you off guard, and I think that's what happened here. So, I mean, so they were still trying to really search and do whatever they could to see if they could find anyone. They had 100 sailboats, 200 people for this race, and then some of them got to shore, other boats turned over, and the rest is history, sadly. Back in a flash.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Small roving gangs ransacking shops, rioters who are just prowling, ready to pounce in a moment's notice. You have 15 cops that were injured, and the intel is saying, look out, look for more gang attacks. We have race riots full-blown in Baltimore. Heartbreaking. You had a Fox reporter who was grabbed. You had a radio reporter who was punched in the face. You have troops on the ground. I mean, the city is being ripped apart by thugs in a ridiculously nonsensical way. And where does it all stop? They've got the curfew going. They have a rampage on their hands. Mass protests. It's very tough to stop it. Very tough. I mean, it can be done, but you're talking about weighing the options. A week-long curfew in Baltimore. Will it help? Will it stop this nonsense? I mean, are we at a breaking point? Are we sitting on top of a powder keg? I mean, if gangs are entering into some kind of a weird, strange partnership to try to knock out officers, I mean, this to me is pretty concerning. So officers who are already worried about being targets and don't want to talk about it across the country, when something happens, like it's happened in Baltimore, they realize that target has gotten that much bigger. I mean, this is just so idiotic. Destroying your own city. How does that make anything better for anybody? It doesn't. So they got to calm down. Got to figure out ways to calm down. I mean, they sprayed mace, they used tear gas. But if they're throwing bricks and rocks and other things, eventually it gets worse. And I'll re-rack this. This happened on the heels, especially, of the funeral for the 25-year-old Freddie Gray. Now, he died from a severe spinal cord injury. He received that while he was in police custody. But Gray's family has really done, I give them all the credit in the world, because they really have meant it and said it many, many times to stop resorting to violence. I mean, they're even holding news conferences to try to be the face of, look, this is wrong. I mean, you know, you've got drugstores on fire. It's crazy. And they're just telling people, take your kids and go home. When you have SWAT units out, that was the craziest thing to see. I saw a little picture of a SWAT unit outside of Camden Yards. They had to cancel the Orioles game. Bummer. Because of the behavior of the people. Do you think they were the closest friends of Freddie Gray's? No. I think they even knew Freddie Gray? No. They were just bad people taking advantage of a really sad situation. And they found the right moment to kick open the violence on the ground in Baltimore. Sadly. Sadly. Because this does not need to happen. And, you know, I say this, think of this happening in your backyard. And I can't imagine. I can't. I've been in the middle of one riot. It was at Cal Poly, and there was kids that had just gone crazy, and they were throwing things, and it was scary. I mean, we were out for a short while, and then we were off the streets because it was too out of control. And this was nothing like what we're seeing in Baltimore. Nothing. Not even close. Too dangerous to be around your own people in your own community, because who knows what will happen. I mean, that pretty much says it all, doesn't it? And every form of law enforcement you can think of on the ground. The Washington Post headline reads, "Rioting rocks Baltimore. Curfew ordered, guard deployed amid violence." And talks about all the things that we were talking about. People were outraged at Gray's funeral, Freddie Gray's funeral. He was so young. It was so sad. Why so much anger? Why so much anger? People being pushed to the ground. Whew. Craziness. Craziness. Bringing back the rampage. I don't get it. Peaceful demonstrations, one thing. Out of control. Riots that lead to violence. Oh, so uncool. So uncool. All right, in the meantime, I'd be remiss not to follow up on Nepal. Do you know that at this point, 3 days after the earthquake, they believe the number is 4,300 have died? Rescuers were airlifting Everest climbers are still doing that. They're looking at historic sites to see what's surviving and what's been rocked to its core. And it really is a lot of grief over people, of course, more than anything, but then grief over sacred landmarks. It's just a pall hanging over Nepal. That's what it's like. Ancient temples, neighbors dead. The place is in ruins. And speaking of sending in crews, they're sending in as many crews as they can. International aid starting to pour in. They still feel as though they might come across more dead people. Aftershocks. In Kathmandu, 10,000 people displaced. A tent city in the middle of a soccer field. Looking at tents and trying to figure out how grim it is. Whew. Mass cremations. I mean, this is what you're smelling and seeing. This is the smells of Kathmandu, cremations. It's what it is. They hardly have any doctors. I've talked about that in a previous show. So they're spread so thin, they're desperate more than anything for medical care. And then you've got people trapped on Everest that are right there above where the avalanche happened on Saturday that killed 19 people, including three Americans. Well, now they're saying four. There was one that they also identified, another one. So four who were on Everest. So now it's about handling flights, getting workers in, looking at the casualties, and dealing with people who desperately need help. Desperately need help. 1 million children affected by the disaster. It's cold. It's rainy. Oh, it's so sad. So sad. Not much you can do to get away from the earthquake. And now it's about rebuilding. You're talking about so many years, so many pieces of history, so much family history to try to piece that back together. Ugh. Coming up on ATN, we can count. It is about numbers. Oh, we have a lot of numbers for you. Lots of numbers. A lot of heavy, heavy stuff that we're talking about. From the riots and the pathetic behaviors in Baltimore, the missing people in Alabama, in Mobile, who are part of a historic regatta, really, one of the coolest in the nation, turns ugly when a squall hits. And the sad situation in Nepal. That number keeps climbing. That's a lot of people to die, but the earthquake was 7.8. So that ground really shook. I mean, it opened up and swallowed people. And there's not much they could do about that. Except for try to get to whoever they could. Lots of rescue crews. Not as much on the medical side, but because of the aid that's flying there, there's more medical help on the way. Coming up, as we weave in, we can count. One of the things that we'll talk about is something that happened right under our noses. Remember how they used to talk about fluoride and drinking fluoride? You're not going to believe what just happened. Fluoride. Thumbs up, thumbs down. Also, as the Supreme Court gets ready for a huge decision, really, on gay rights, a new poll comes out on whether or not you favor same-sex marriage. And you might be surprised by the findings. Might be very surprised, in fact. The numbers, you know, I'm the poll princess. The numbers are slanted definitely in a certain direction. So stay with us. More frivolity coming your way next.
this alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
And that's exactly what we're going to do. Let's follow some numbers. How about this one? Fluoride. I said you're going to be floored by fluoride. Remember, that's all you'd hear about, the fluoride in the toothpaste, how important it was in the water, fluoride treatments. But the U.S. actually lowered the recommended amount of fluoride in drinking water for the first time in 53 years. Yeah, for the first time. When you say that, think about that. Let's put it in a different way. That is 5 decades. For 5 decades, it's been all about putting that water to the test. But now they're lowering it. Why? Because some people are getting too much of it. You know, you can get too much of a good thing. And it's, you know, since it's put in toothpaste, mouthwash, bunch of other products, if you go with the products, you follow the product road, and then you're drinking the water. Too much fluoride has caused white splotches on teeth in kids. You know, there was a study where they found 2 out of 5 adults had tooth streaking or spottiness. Can you imagine that? You're sitting across from someone. You know, you would tell me if I had something in my teeth, right? You have spots. You have tooth streaking. But don't worry. 2 out of 5 of us have tooth streaking. Because fluoride is a mineral in water and soil, right? So if you think back years ago, scientists discovered that people whose drinking water naturally had more fluoride also had fewer cavities. So you tell people that's the magic elixir. Give me the water. Show me the stream. And it was 1962. They were advising water systems to add fluoride to 0.7 parts per million for warmer climates where people drank more water and 1.2 parts per million in cooler areas. So now the new standard is 0.7. And what's really cool for a little sweet nugget of trivia to throw down on you, you're going to love this. Grand Rapids, Michigan, the first city to add fluoride to its drinking water in 1945. 6 years after the study showed there was a dramatic decline in tooth decay with kids. So, of course, you even had the U.S. Surgeon General endorsing it. But you know what? Adding that fluoride, think about that. Oh, we can cure your cavities. We're going to throw this in the water. We're going to treat the water with fluoride. So it was always controversial because some people fought against it. So 75% of us get fluorinated water. That's a lot. Maybe we all have spottiness in our teeth. I'm going to have to go find a mirror when I'm off the air and check mine. No one's ever said that to me. Maybe I'm not looking close enough. All right, how about this? Surgeons removed an African man's life-threatening tumor. And you say, well, that happens every day, right? Yeah. I'm sure every minute a surgeon is taking a tumor out of someone. But we're talking about life-threatening 16.5-pound tumor. Wow. That is a big mamma jamma. I mean, that would have to make you look bigger. Just naturally, you would look bigger. And this was in Madagascar. That's where that happened. And they're saying that he's standing pretty tall. And I saw a picture of the tumor. Oh, man, you don't want to see this tumor. It looked like a second head. I mean, it was crazy. 14 hours of anesthesia. 12 hours of surgical time. That's crazy. Crazy. I mean, when they operated on him, it's like a mercy operation. They had to have a blood bank there. Of course, they would always have blood banks. But I mean, just worried what was going to happen. Now, all of a sudden, no tumor to deal with, no giant mass. What could he do about it? He would just try to get through the day. That's what he did. That's how he lived. Just try to get through the day. And if I can make it through the day, then I'm doing okay. Because I have to deal with this mass. Ugh. And it looked like a whole new, it looked like a whole another head. It is crazy looking. But I bet it feels so good no matter what. I mean, someone comes to me and I have that going on. Yes, take it, take it, take it, take it. Absolutely. Absolutely. Wonder how the labor unions, the members feel about this. The labor unions, they took forced fees from 550,000 non-members. So you think, well, okay, they're non-members. Why are they getting this chunk of money? What does that mean? I don't understand. Well, it means that to keep their jobs, it's a little twist of words, to keep their jobs, that many American workers had to pay union agency fees. You know, there are 25 states. In the 25 states without right-to-work laws, unions can take mandatory fair share or agency fees from workers who don't get a union membership. And it can add up to hundreds of dollars a year. Hundreds of dollars. So if the unions can't spend agency fees directly on politics, but they can take fees from non-members, it makes the unions able to spend more from members' dues on being politically active. See, this is the problem. Meant for a good reason initially, but agency money, the fees they take, inflate. workers who want to opt out have to consider that they're going to have to pay the union anyway. So what's the benefit? I mean, should you be allowed to take money from non-members? No. That's ridiculous. They should not be able to do it. Give me a break. Non-member, open up your wallet. It's a stick-up. That's a stick-up. If you're not in, you're not in. And why should you pay? I mean, isn't that the idea? You didn't want to be part of it. And then they're going to take money from them? That's wrong. That's reverse wrong. Makes no sense whatsoever. Let's give you a good one. Here's a good one for you. Well, at least I think it's a good one anyway. That's a nice setup, huh? All right, I'm going to give it to you. I said this, 48% favor same-sex marriage. This is a Fox News poll. 51% say legalize marijuana already. So cool on same-sex and legalizing marijuana. You're going to have the Supreme Court ruling coming in this week. Probably it's expected on Tuesday, so later today. Here's what the deal is on same-sex marriage, according to that poll. 48 favor legalizing the same-sex marriage. 44% are opposed. Just 32% of voters say gays should be allowed to marry legally. When the question was first asked on Fox News poll in 2003, 58 were opposed, but boy, since 2012... it's being favored 42 and 49%. Not a winning issue to jump on if you think of what looks like is happening in 2016. Not a winning position to take, but one that will be asked again and again and again and again. All right, we're going to finish with this one. The EPA spends $84,000 to study churches that preach climate change. So essentially spy money. I don't know. Seems like a lot of loot in the grand scheme of things. Not actually a lot, depending on what's being done there. But they want to know how to combat climate change. So they've got a fellowship program at the University of Michigan. They're looking at 17 faith-based institutions that have implemented sustainability initiatives. They want to develop workshops to teach pastors and other religious leaders how to change the behaviors of their congregation. Wow. But if you dig deeper into that, you have to understand so many other things, motivations, processes, all of that. Wow. All I can say is, wow, $84,000 to study how churches can be used to combat climate change. Think about it, folks. Send me your thoughts, americatonight.net.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.